In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, for us human beings, it was always interesting the question, which way by God is speaking to us. And also the pagans in the ancient times, they have asked this question, where is God? They have known there must be something divine, the divine element, whatever or whoever. But which way by this is addressing him or itself to us? And because the people were very dependent on the power of the nature, storm, earthquake, flood, lightning, and so on and so on. They knew, yeah, the power, this is something has to do with God, whomever they were thinking under the term God. And so it has become the tendency or the clear rule that the duke, the emperor, the king, they have expressed God's will because they had the power in the hand. And God has the power. And then when we follow the emperor, we do follow God. This was the logic of the people in those times. And when Jesus Christ has been born in the crypt in Bethlehem, he has completely changed the rules or the understanding. He has brought a completely different understanding and given a completely different response to this question, which way by God is speaking to us. And it's very interesting to remind that God has not only revealed his will by concrete words and deeds, miracles and signs and so on, but also by circumstances in which this or that has happened in the life of Jesus Christ. And when we pay attention on the circumstances, how he has appeared here on earth when Mary gave birth to him, then we see a completely different picture. First of all, Jesus Christ as baby was born in a crypt, not in a castle, not in a rich man's house, but in a crypt. It means on that place where animals have gotten their food. And Jesus was born, he has even not gotten place in the house of a citizen. Nobody did want to welcome Jesus, Mary and Joseph when she was Mary pregnant. And this is also a clear sign. Jesus did want to express something. His parents were simple people. Joseph was a simple worker and Mary was a simple daughter of her people. And then Jesus, we know in our societies also today, the lightning of the paparazzis, the microphones of the reporters, when you have noise, when you stay in a very noisy world, then you are popular and you are somebody. You are popular, you are a star. And Jesus has broken also with this principle. He was born in the night, in the so-called darkness. And by these circumstances of the event, he did want to say, no, no. God is appearing not in the lightning, in the light, in the noise, by you know, when you have power or you have money, you can manipulate all. No, this is not divine. Divine is when you come to the same level as I was given birth in poverty, in the poverty of the soul, when you lose all these attractions of this world, when you devote yourself to the peace of prayer, when you elevate your soul to God in the darkness, in the night, it means without cell phones, radio, TV, computer, tablets, and so on. You must come to a level where you switch off all is disturbing you. And only when you come to a status of silence and status of humility, then you can meet God. And it's also interesting. First, an angel of God has appeared to the shepherds on the field. And he announced them, I do announce you a great message. Jesus, the Savior, was born in the city of Bethlehem. You can go there and see. Simple shepherds. He has not appeared to the lords in Bethlehem or to the King Herod or to the high priests in Jerusalem. No, he has appeared to simple people who have done a work was not appreciated by the high society in those times too. But they were worthy. And then they have heard an entire army of angels singing Gloria in excelsis Deo et in terra pax hominibus bona voluntatis. They were the first witnesses who came to the crypt and kneeled down and have adored Jesus Christ, the Savior. So this is the message of the holy night of Christmas for us today too. It means only when you do leave the world, all the pride and all the noise and all the lights of this world, and when you bring your soul to a status that you renounce all and you clean yourself completely, hopefully completely, this is the ideal, of course, completely from all the attraction of this world, of all the wrong interests, then you will feel the desire, the true desire for God. And then you become able to meet God, to hear His voice, because then you will be able to listen first the very silent voice of God. And this darkness, this poverty of Jesus Christ, the simplicity in which circumstances, into which circumstances he was born, this shows us the status and the condition of our soul. We must come to the total humbleness, and then a person is qualified and enabled to hear God, to meet Him. And this is the golden rule. And the Christendom has brought this in this world. And also later we know when Jesus was crucified and has suffered first, then in one oratio, I think it is from the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, I'm not sure, but there in the day prayer is said that God has revealed His omnipotence best when He was completely poor and helpless. The omnipotence of God has been presented best when He was going to die helplessly on the cross. And this is the golden rule. Those people who empty themselves from the wrong interests, the pride, the arrogance, or we are so easy to be declined to the opinion, you have done something, be thankful, but we start thinking, I am something special. Somebody has to give me, and even God, I have earned this, and we forget that the God is declining to us because he wants to give us mercy. We depend on his mercifulness. And we can never say, I request from you this and that because I was a good boy today or yesterday. No, the mercifulness of God, this is what we ask for. And he is giving us the new life. So may we remember this, and especially during this holy season of Christmas, let us always regularly come down, kneel down in front of the crypt of our Lord. Let us switch off all media. And let us simply stay in silence and concentration. And then we will feel the wonderful spirit and the blessing of the crypt of our Divine Lord. And then we will become enriched. We lose many things, but we will win all what is predestinated to participate for human beings. We will win God's presence in our heart. And then we will hopefully learn also to change several things in our life, that not pride, arrogance, and self-overestimation will control us, but hopefully humility. But this is the real treasure, because God is coming then to a humble person into a humble heart. And we see here how Jesus has broken with all the wrong understanding in ancient times. What is also popular today? Today it's again in the society, in the politics. The more popular you are, the more paparazzis have taken pictures of you, the more publications you are, then you are a special person. VIPs, the famous word. But you are not a VIP in the eyes of God if many pictures of you are published in certain magazines or in newspapers. But when you stay humble, become humble, and then God is your desire and God is your treasure, and then you will meet him and you will be enriched by a way non-star of this world can be compared with you. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et magnat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.